Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. As a Christian, our body is the temple of God, and we should be holy as He is holy. Great Father in heaven, thank you for creating us in your image and allowing us the presence of your Holy Spirit, as our body is described in your word as a temple. Lord, we want to be a clean vessel available for you to use for your glory and in your service. God, please give us strength to make wise choices, to have power over temptation, to live clean and holy lives, even as you are holy. God, please make your strength perfect, mature in our weaknesses. We confess, Theo, we are prone to sin, God. Prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. As we feel the reality of gravity on this earth that is constantly pulling us down towards this planet, Lord, let the spiritual reality of your presence in this temple, our bodies, draw us constantly toward you, gravitating toward you. That we will gravitate toward heaven where you are on the throne. Father, we praise you for your creation, the bodies you have given to us. Help us to take good care of them, spiritually and physically. Use us as a testimony of your grace and your love. Amen.
Sacrifice.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind: to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them as sunlight fills the air, I offer my life to you in prayer. I ask you to protect me and guide me through the day. With an open heart, I come to you and say, of the sacrifice you made and what it cost to give your love away. I give you everything I am and all I'll ever be. Lord, use this heart to show yourself. From my heart.
This is your call to worship.
Thank you.
God makes reference to our body in Scripture as the temple, a dwelling place of His Holy Spirit. We are to take good care of this spiritually and physically. Jesus refers to His body as this temple in John chapter 2. Then answered the Jews and said unto Him, What sign showest Thou unto us, seeing Thou that Thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt Thou rear it up in 3 days? But He spake of the temple of His body. 1 Corinthians 3, Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Later in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by His power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid! What, know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. From 1 Peter chapter 2, You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but He was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into His spiritual temple. From 2 Corinthians 6, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. From Ephesians chapter 2, For through him, Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. You live this way already, and we encourage you to do so even more. For you remember what we taught you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God's will is for you to be holy. So stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and His ways. Never harm or cheat a Christian brother in this matter by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins. As we have solemnly warned you before, God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. From 2 Timothy chapter 2, God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. In a wealthy home, Some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. And finally, from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God, help us to pray without ceasing, practicing the presence of the living, holy God dwelling in us, and do all that we can to honor Him with our bodies. It is an impossible task, and with God all things are possible, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength.
When I walked through
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we think on our body as the temple of the living God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can also make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.